William Morrow and Harper Audio present Swing Kings, the inside story of baseball's home run revolution by Jared Diamond. Read by Joe Farinacci. Prologue. The day I conquered the swing. The sun shone bright over Dean Field one warm weekend morning, bathing Scarsdale High School's baseball park in a beautiful summertime glow. I was 15, representing my town in a travel league against teams from around the area. There was no fence in right field at this point in my life. One would be constructed later. For now, there was just a large, steep hill, the base of which sat more than 300 feet from home plate and extended straight up until it reached Post Road, high above the outfield. It took quite a drive to reach that hill, and as a left-handed batter, I had always dreamed of hitting a ball up onto it. That hill seemed so far away, yet so close, as if it were mocking me every time a fly ball fell short. Reaching that hill represented strength. It represented power. It represented the culmination of all the hours I had spent in my life thus far playing a game that would never love me anywhere near as much as I loved it. If I could just drive a ball onto that hill, all the work I had put in would mean something. Our opponent that day was Dobbs Ferry, a little village located on the Hudson River. As I warmed up, nothing felt any different than it ever had before. It was just another game in a summer full of them. Except this game was different from any other I had ever played in. In my first at-bat, I crushed a majestic fly ball well beyond the reach of any defender's glove. When I stepped up to the plate the next time, the opposing right fielder took a couple of steps back out of respect for my newfound power stroke, and again I rocketed a pitch well over his head, the ball bouncing up the hill. By my third at bat, the right fielder had decided that my first two bombs were no fluke, and he played so deep that it would be almost impossible for any ball to land behind him. Yet, somehow, for the third time that day, I once again sent a thunderous fly ball to the hill, another mammoth hit that nobody could corral. Three at-bats, three titanic blasts, each one farther than the last, and farther than any other balls I had ever hit before. I grew up in Scarsdale, New York, a small town located in Westchester County, about a half-hour ride from Midtown Manhattan on the express train. More than anything, I wanted to play baseball. Long before I set my sights on a career covering the game for the Wall Street Journal, which I've had the pleasure of doing since 2013. I was practically born with a bat in my hands. A near congenital love of baseball had been passed down to me by my father and my grandfather before him. My birth announcement was a photograph of me as an infant, swaddled in blankets, on a pretend baseball card with a full collection of statistics on the back. I never stood a chance. The problem was that while I knew how to hold the bat just fine, I wasn't all that good at swinging it. When I was a child, my dad would bring me out to a field somewhere for solo batting practice practically every night from the time the winter's last snow melted until the next year's frost arrived. He is blessed with the sort of magical right arm that never seems to tire. So I would swing and swing and swing until my hands were bleeding and covered with blisters. I still have the calluses to show for it. In spite of my limited athletic ability, my awkward, lumbering, running style remains a source of great mockery among my friends. I worked myself into a decent enough hitter. I smacked a few home runs in Little League, batted in the middle of the lineup for teams through my early years of high school, and spent a year on the varsity roster. I was good, or at least I wasn't abjectly terrible by the standards of my little corner of suburbia. But true hitting, that indescribable feeling of the bat connecting with the ball and then watching it soar over everybody's heads, the kind of hitting that forces people to look at each other and say, "How far did that go?" remained elusive and tantalizing. I wanted to experience it more and more with each boring ground ball single up the middle. I just didn't know how to do it. Except for that one magical day. My team...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?